Picture walking into a high-stakes tech conference as the keynote speaker, yet watching people consistently edge you out of conversations to speak with your male colleague instead. Then, after your presentation, those same people suddenly find you worth approaching. At a dinner with other female tech leaders facing identical treatment, they made a pact: make it awkward by calling out this behavior rather than accepting it silently. This wasn't a workshop exercise. This was the daily reality for a Facebook executive who would eventually become CEO of Ancestry. The statistics tell a sobering story. Women earn 10 to 20% less than men in identical jobs and are 25% less likely to receive requested raises despite asking just as frequently. These disparities begin in childhood, where girls are called bossy while boys are praised as leaders. Even children's literature reinforces these stereotypes, with girl books focusing on princesses and friendship, while boy books feature adventure and problem solving. When one author wrote a children's book, her son advised against using a female character's name in the title because it will be less appealing to boys. This conditioning creates a classic double bind, where women must either seek power and face harsh judgment or serve quietly to earn praise. Growing up as one of the few Asians in a small South Carolina town teaches you to make yourself invisible. Families endure racism, told to go back where they came from, receiving prank calls, facing vandalism. Teachers dismiss it as not that bad. This pattern continues through college, where solitary work feels safer than speaking up. The turning point comes when you realize a free pass means giving away your power, like missing 100% of shots never taken. Picture an executive meeting with 18 men. Arriving late, you hesitate before taking a makeshift stool on the periphery. When another woman arrives and nudges you toward a seat closer to the CEO while taking the peripheral position herself, you realize you've chosen to stay on the margins. Research shows words make up only 7% of communication perception, with body language 55% and tone 38% carrying more weight. Being different in a room isn't just uncomfortable, it's a superpower that allows you to see what others cannot. If you silence your voice because of discomfort, your difference becomes your kryptonite rather than your strength. Successful women often seek step functions, opportunities to leapfrog traditional career paths. A professor's pioneering research on gender stereotypes in STEM began with her high school observation. Despite excelling in computer science, she and her female classmates didn't pursue tech careers while male classmates did. Her research revealed how geek culture environments discouraged women, transforming university and corporate inclusion approaches. Research shows scientists who persisted after grant rejection ultimately achieved equal or greater impact than funded peers. When facing setbacks, allow yourself time to mourn before charting a new course. One woman's spontaneous PayPal interview, despite not knowing what product managers did, changed everything. She confessed her inexperience to her manager, who mentored her. Within weeks, PayPal was acquired by eBay, and at 26, she led product integration and managed their largest business line. Her takeaway? A learning mindset trumps expertise. The most valuable skill is learning how to continue learning. Feeling inadequate at work is nearly universal. A 2020 KPMG study found 75% of female executives experience imposter syndrome. But working in unfamiliar territory can be your greatest asset. When asked to lead mobile monetization without experience in mobile or ads, one team built a people-centric advertising model through iteration and customer feedback, now generating billions in revenue. Their lack of industry knowledge became their advantage. In the Marshmallow Challenge, kindergartners consistently outperform executives and MBAs because they lack preconceived notions and willingly test ideas. Reframe imposter syndrome as being an explorer, someone who learns from failures as raw material for success. After being passed over twice for dream jobs, channeling disappointment into creating opportunities within existing roles led to Facebook Marketplace and Facebook Pay. Being an outsider grants permission to question assumptions insiders take for granted. Forgiveness reclaims personal power. A survivor of the 2015 Emmanuel AME church shooting chose forgiveness over hatred, transforming trauma into healing with her testimony that love never fails. Unforgiveness is like a snake's fang embedded in skin. As long as it remains, poison continues spreading. Dr. Lauren Toussaint's research shows those with high forgiveness levels experience fewer negative mental health outcomes during stress, and workplace forgiveness correlates with 25% increased productivity. Forgiveness isn't letting someone off the hook. It's freedom for the forgiver, not the forgiven. One woman kept a devastating secret for 20 years after a Hollywood producer attempted to rape her, silenced by NDAs. After two suicide attempts, she finally shared her story publicly, inspired by another survivor's courage. Workplace forgiveness proves especially challenging because, unlike personal relationships where we can minimize contact, at work, we're forced to repeatedly engage with offenders. Each grievance becomes a stone we carry. No one succeeds alone. Throughout your career, you'll meet people who accelerate your growth, create opportunities, and believe in you when you doubt yourself. While mentoring relationships often develop organically, you can accelerate the process by asking someone you trust for introductions. People often confuse mentors and sponsors, but they're distinctly different. Mentors support and advise you. Sponsors actively lift you up and open doors. Men are 46% more likely to have sponsors than women, and sponsorship can increase your chances of landing raises or stretch assignments by 30%. Sponsors put their reputations on the line, so they naturally look for people like themselves. You can't simply ask someone to be your sponsor, they find you. Instead, build relationships with potential sponsors by seeking their advice and demonstrating that you'll act on it. Google's research on effective teams revealed that psychological safety, not intelligence or performance, was the key factor in team success. Who you work with matters more than what you work on. Girls learn early to conform rather than stand out. Research reveals persistent bias. Teachers interrupt girls more, prioritize boys' voices, and managers give men direct coaching while labeling women emotional or abrasive for the same assertiveness praised in men. Yet everyone possesses a unique superpower. One woman repeatedly pitched social commerce despite resistance. When she told her coach, "I wish people could see what I see," she identified her gift, seeing connections others missed. That product now has over 1 billion monthly active users. Taking control of your story means working backward from the end. Writing your obituary forces you to consider how you want to be remembered. Your legacy isn't about accolades. It's how you affect those around you, who carry on your mission and pay it forward. In a world that tells women to shrink, to soften, to serve, reclaiming your power is an act of revolution, not against others, but for yourself and every woman who follows.